Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, get ready. It's your second hour of the only entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi, welcome to our second hour. And you know, this is the Starcom Radio Network.
You love
Network.
That, don't you? You love when I do that intro, don't
I
you?
I do, Peter. It sounds like, you know, I'm about to go out for a wrestling match. It's true, but this is the Starcom Network hour as well. We are on 47 other stations across the country on Thursdays. If you'd like to see us live, you can always go to tantalknetwork.com right now and see us live and see who's in the studio. And also, if you are looking on the, you know, YouTube, go to Hollywood Connections and put in the date. You can also see any of the shows that we have in the podcast. And Peter, we have so many film directors, producers, agents, casting directors. You got to take out a notebook when you listen to my show.
I'm telling you, you do.
You do. And it's really to help you get connected, but you got to have good training. You got to have your headshots. And then the connections come, and that's where I come in. In the meantime, here's a connection from Colorado. Let's put Stuart Whitmore on. Stuart is a dear friend of mine, all that entertainment. And Stuart, welcome to the show. We're live.
Hi there, Dawn. How you doing?
Hey, Stuart. We love Stuart Whitmore. He is so talented. And I was watching a live video feed last week, and I went, oh, my God, who is this girl? Who are the talents that you are discovering? And tell us about this beautiful young lady that you have that is going to actually, we're going to play her music.
Well, she is Gabriana Khalil, and she's 11 years old. She's an actress and a singer. And a guitar player and a ukulele player. And you remember Rachel Lampa?
Yes, Rachel Lampa, he discovered. Actually, she is fine.
Yep, years ago, I felt the same thing with Rachel, and I feel the same thing with this with Gabriana. She's like another Rachel Lampa. I was listening to her song earlier today, and there's a note she hits in it, and I swear it's 20 years later, and it's, well, I guess, 17 years later. And we're doing it all over again, Dawn.
Super cool. Now, when Stuart actually trained Rachel Lampa, yeah, I think you can go to rachellampa.com. Back in the days, I put her on Jenny Jones' TV show. And I remember Jenny saying to her, "You got it, girl." And she does. And she did. And she's taken off. And, you know, she's with another record company. And Stuart actually was the one that got her going. And he's very talented in Colorado. And if he will fly to your area, He's an amazing guitarist, and he's got an amazing studio. And let's go to this next song and hear this amazing new talent.
All righty.
All right, we'll be right back, Stuart. Hold on. Is she with you?
Yes, she's with me. She can talk to you if you want.
After the song, we'll be right back.
I know that it's hard sometimes. What you gotta do to cross the line? But we find our strength anyway. Don't be so emotional. You're just bruised, not broken. So get up, join the parade. Yeah. Say I'm gonna make it. I ain't gonna fake it. Ready now to take it all away. If you don't go, you never get there. And I know we're headed for somewhere. Gonna find a better place. We can open up. Darkness won't stand a chance. No, no. Got a voice, so make it heard. Use the power of your words. Stand up, join in the dance. Yeah, say I'm gonna do it. I'm ready to prove it. Ready now to take it all away. If you don't go, you'll never get there. And I know we're headed for somewhere.
And we're networking and we're talking. And Stuart, she's amazing. We both got chills. And what is her name?
Her name's Gabriana Khalil.
Hi, is she on the...
Right here.
Hello, sweetheart. You're live on the air. You're amazing.
Thank you.
And so what's the best part about working with Stuart Whitmore?
He's really fun, energetic, and he loves playing around and... really helps me learn.
Very cool. So where do you see yourself? What do you want to do? Where do you see yourself in the next couple of years? Where do you want to be in your singing career?
I want to be on the radio, and I want to be heard by people. And
okay, well, guess what? You're live on five stations here, but you're also live on our radio right now in Clearwater, Tampa, and 47 stations next Thursday. So how does that make you feel?
That makes me feel really excited and nervous.
Well, we want to congratulate. Is this your first radio interview?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. You get the podcast and the video feed afterwards. It's super cool. So, and you are with the best person in Colorado. And I want to say, Stuart Whitmore, give your website where people can go to.
It's www.allthatent.com. So that's allthatent.com. And then also, we have a website for Gabriana that'll be live in a week. And it is GabrianaMusic.com.
Well,
her name is spelled G-A-B-R-I-N-A. Gabriana.
Hold on a second. Let me see if Vic is on the phone with us. So hold on, because we have some special guests that are actually going to stay with me the whole hour. Vic, welcome to the show. I want you to meet Stuart from Colorado. And
right.
The two of you, this is a Hollywood Connection. So did you hear that music, Vic?
Yes, I did. I thought that was a great song.
I know.
I really liked it a lot.
I know. So Vic, tell everybody what you do.
Well, I decided to start a music company. I don't call it a label because labels are obsolete. But what we focus on is artist development, trying to do our best for an artist to make progress in their development. Can't guarantee superstardom success, but we want you to feel like you're making progress in your career, and that's what we focus on.
That's right.
That was a really, really, really catchy, nice record. You know, it really was good.
Well, you know, also, Stuart, Vic also is working with Steven Seagal, Action Figure Man.
Oh, and, wow.
Yes, and I say Action Figure Man.
Everybody is a developing artist. Just because everybody knows who he is doesn't mean he's not a developing artist, and he is. He's actually a very, very good blues guitarist, and we've got a record that people are responding to all around the world, you know,
And I even downloaded the music, Girl, It's All Right. Yes, it's on my phone, Steven Seagal. And you know what? Let's go to Steven Seagal's music, because hold on. I'm going to put Steven's music on, because since Vic is here, Stuart, don't go anywhere yet. I want you guys to connect. Just hold on.
Okay.
And I want you to hear Steven Seagal's music that we are promoting on the Tan Talk Network. Enjoy and download his song now. And everybody in the studio, wave to Steven.
Tomorrow brings a word and make you feel something so real, like you could speak your own mind and whisper your wildest dreams. But girl, it's all right.
sky fall and die. We can't live in the past, and the future won't last. Well, if we live for today, it won't go away, so please. No, it's alright, oh, girl, it's alright.
So, Stuart, you know that Vic is for real, and Steven Seagal, his new music. How'd you like Steven Seagal's new music?
That was wonderful. I actually didn't know Steven Seagal did music.
It's always such a surprise for people to hear it, you know?
Yes.
You can actually see him on YouTube as well, Vic.
Yeah.
But it's better to download the music like I did. Go to your app store and download. Well, the two of you, I'm going to hook up. This is a Hollywood connection for both of you. And Stuart, I want to tell you, Vic, Stuart finds the best of the talent all over, and he can travel. And I want to tell you, he finds superstars. And he actually...
I love the song that I heard, and I'm anxious to be able to actually, you know, maybe get an MP3. Please give me my email address, and I'd love to be able to listen and live with the song that I heard, you know, just now, and anything else you can send. It sounded great.
That would be super cool. Well, Stuart, I'd like to feature all of your artists once a week because I love you and I love all the things that we did together in Denver. And I never forgot all the fun things and the auditions that we held over there. And I want to give back to you as well. So let me know who your next singer will be next week.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I will. I'm always looking for places to get them out in the public to perform. So sometimes I don't know when something's coming up, but it comes up quickly and then we go do it. So I'll be sure and let you know. I'll send you messages.
Sounds great. When this will be airplane next Thursday at 6 o'clock on the Starcom Network as well on the 47 other stations. And Stuart, and thank you so much with your artist. You're adorable and 11 years old. Oh, my gosh. You have the world ahead and Godspeed ahead for sure.
Thank you.
All right, both of you, thank you. I need Vic to stay on the line with us. Vic, don't go anywhere because I have someone calling in about 7:30, a jazz performer. Can you call back about 7:30 for me?
Absolutely.
That would be awesome. All right, we're going to come right back. And these two ladies I want to introduce to you, and they've been very patient. And introduce yourself. Tell the world who you are. Hi.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I love chatting with you behind the scenes.
I do, too. My name is Penelope Noling. I live in Florida for many, many years. And I came up with this product. I'm here with my daughter, Anastasia, who's my brand ambassador. I'm a mom of two. And I came up with this great product about 2 years ago. It's a plaque remover for your teeth. It's a soft pick.
Right, I see that. There's four of them in there,
yeah,
right?
This is a four pick, right. Excuse me. And it works. It removes the plaque. It minimizes your morning breath, slows down the progression of gingivitis, periodontal disease. And it's important to maintain proper oral health because it's great. It's good for your cardiovascular system. You know, cardiac patients nowadays, they go to their cardiologist and the doctors are asking them actually for their dental records because there is a direct link between the oral care and your overall cardiovascular health.
Really?
Yes, there is. I've had a couple of my friends who've had abscesses and they've had, one of them had a quadruple bypass.
Oh my gosh.
The other one ended up in a hospital. So there's a direct relationship between your mouth and your overall cardiovascular health, excuse me. So when I came up with this product, and I dreamt it, by the way, as crazy as that sounds.
No, that's interesting.
I actually dreamt this. I drew it, and I took it to my patent attorney, and I had other ideas, and I saved this one for last.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, winner. I expect to see it in CVS.
Wow.
Well, so... you know, it's taken on a life of its own. I have my own website. I peddle it every day. I hustle it. Mm-hmm. I go back and tell every single solitary person that I know about this product. Everything I've done by word of mouth. Because, mm-hmm. you know, being a small woman-owned business, I am WeBank certified and then WOSB certified, which is Women-Owned Small Business, which will enable me to mm-hmm. get military contracts, which I am registered with AFES, by the way, which is Army Air Force Exchange Services.
Okay.
I do re-register with them annually, you know, in hopes of getting a military contract. But Yeah, well, I'm all over the place.
Well, I have somebody that is looking at your product probably right now. He just actually called me, and I said, tune in to the show. Actually, he could probably get it into 5,000 Walmarts. And this is a product that I believe in because, you know, Hollywood Connections, what are you going to do? You got to smile on camera. You got to have good teeth. You got to, you know, my mother used to say, your teeth are the pearls to your soul. You know, and if you don't take care of your teeth, that's most important. But what advice do you give to someone that runs out of a dentist's office?
What I always tell people that I know is, when's the last time you picked your teeth?
Yeah.
I mean, I even have it as a slogan on my website, long live the tip. Because if you can remember way back when I was growing up, the old Colgate toothbrushes had the little rubber tip at the end of the toothbrush.
Right.
Well, I've taken it to a whole new level. I also have flavors. I have mint, cinnamon, and berry, which I have not unveiled yet.
Wow. Well, I'm going to give one to Peter, and then I'm going to give one to myself, and then I want you to still come back and next week and talk, see my co-host as well.
I'll be happy to.
Yeah, and talk more about this, because then we're going to find out what's going to happen with the people that are watching, that if you've got a product out there and you want it maybe distributed, that's what Hollywood Connections can also do. We're super excited about that. And give your website one more time where they can buy this and order this.
My website is theplaquebuster.com, and plaque is like plaque on your teeth. So
right.
It's all one word, theplaquebuster.com.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Comes in a two-pack. It's four-pack and two-pack right now. I do not have the mint and cinnamon and flavors yet because that takes a little more doing.
Okay.
But I do have the packages, you know, the packaging for it. I already have the plates to run it, you know, to make it, because this is plain.
Right.
So my mint is red.
Right.
My mint is green, cinnamon is red, and then berry is purple.
That is super fabulous. I mean, and that's important for people to know that, you know, and this lasts a while. I mean, this is not like a pick that you take and you just toss it out the next day.
Yeah, no, this is all virgin material. This is food grade TPE plastic.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this is USA made. Every component of this product is USA made. Everything that where it's molded, this, the paper, everything.
Wow.
So, it's right here. Proud to say I'm USA made. I am an American company, and I'm family owned. There's only six of us that work my product.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, and I want to thank Barbie, because she's the one that told us from soap this.
Barbie, yeah, yes. She's something else. Barbie. She's
Have
lovely.
You ever been to her soap events?
You know, I haven't, and she invites me every single time, and I'm never going. But you know what?
Next one.
I will now be a diehard fan.
Yes.
Only because Band Patty have told me to go. I've been to her Mary Kay stuff.
Okay.
But
okay.
I have not been to soap. But now, I used to watch soap operas when I was younger. I'd come home from school, and I'd be from 1 to 3. It was, can I say?
Yeah.
Okay. It was all children, all my children, and it was the General Hospital. Oh, my
right.
God. General Hospital was my favorite show.
She just actually had two of the General soap stars there, you know, a couple months ago. And I got to, Michael Easton was there, Kathleen Gatti, which was great. Yeah, Peter.
Yes.
Yes, you're about to...
Rick Springfield.
Oh, no.
Springfield was on.
Yeah, Rick Springfield. There you go.
I know. We played that last week for Patty.
Yes,
yeah, that
you
was
go.
Her favorite. We're trying to get in touch with Rick.
He's a singer, too.
I know. He was my first interview out of college. Do you know that, Peter?
Wow. No, I had no idea that.
Yeah, I was in college. I went to Rancho Santiago College in California for broadcasting, and we had our own TV show. It was on cable, and I was the one that found all these events, and that's when I worked for the late James Brown. But long story short, I would go over to the events, and Rick Springfield said, you know what, no problem to interview. And then he brought his mom, and she sat on his lap. He goes, I've never done this in an interview. And that was super cool, you know, that he did that. So, memory
maker.
Was
his mom named Jesse?
That's really funny. Very cute. We played that for Patty and Barb last week. But also, too, is you ladies, I want to talk to your daughter for a minute because, you know, I work for the company that you went to school and training for. I work for Barbizon myself. And I did promotions for them, and I hired all the team leaders. And now I'm one of the directors, national directors, that I'll be traveling through different cities and looking for talent. So you went through the school. How did you enjoy Barbizon? I just found this out.
I definitely enjoyed Barbizon because ever since I was young,
Mike, closer.
I had always loved the modeling world and fashion.
Uh-huh.
And I had always wanted to be a runway model.
Okay.
When I was younger. So the modeling world has always been an interest of mine ever since I was a little girl.
Okay. So you already went through the training. Mm-hmm. And so do you have an agent right now?
No, not at the moment.
Well, I've got one for you. I've got one as a SAG agent, and if you have that training that you say that you do, put your resume together, give me some headshots, and we're going to talk, and I'm going to get you that information after the show.
I would love
that. Yeah, because he does everything all over. So, you know, that's what we do. We help people get connected. And then I have some film directors that will be here soon. They're going to be casting for their films as well. So you could audition live. Do you have a monologue offhand that you know? Or a commercial that you've done?
I do, but I would have to dig it up.
I was gonna put it on the spot and do it off the cuff.
The bowling. Yeah, the bowling.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do have a bowling commercial that I had memorized when I was younger.
I'm going to do it. Okay, I'm going to have Peter do action 3-2-1 because he's really good at the action 3-2-1. But he is on the phone right now. But I'm going to say action 3-2-1. You're on.
Just say your name. Just say your name.
Let's hear your commercial.
Okay. I'm a little nervous.
That's okay. You're live on the air.
Are you a bully? Do you think bowling is funny? And if you do, it's not, because that stuff hurts. And if you are a bully, then you need to stomp out bowling, because bowling is wrong.
Ah, now I'm going to challenge you to something. I want you to come up with a commercial for your mom. All right, not now, but I want you to come up with a 30-second spot commercial. I'm going to have you come back in the next week, and we're going to cut it for her, and it's going to be aired on my show. All right, and we're going to sell these through Hollywood Connections. I want to talk to you about that. Okay, so that's another thing that you can come up with and do a commercial for that as well. And so I just always like to hear Barbizon stories, you know, if you've gone through training, and how did you like the training?
I definitely enjoyed it. I loved walking the runway that they had in there. I loved learning how to do photo shoots and then had them teaching us how to be prompt, and I definitely loved learning that.
Well, you know, we had a big meeting one day, and all the local agents were there, and they said, I always hire Barbizon models. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool to know that these agents know that you know your stuff, mm-hmm. you know? And here's another thing. I've got Andrew Heller. He's on. He's, like, texting me like crazy right now. Andrew Heller, thegiftoftheheart.com. He is a film director. He has Austin St. John in his movie, John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard, and he actually has a book that's out, giftoftheheart.com, and he's looking to do an actor's jam session. It's $150. If anybody's interested, please inbox me at hollywoodconnections.biz. I will connect you to Andrew. He's putting a site together, and it's an intense power two-day workshop with a film director that you might, you know, have a chance in the future. You never know. When these film directors are needing extras or features, you just don't know. Nothing's promised, but, you know, it's a good way to connect with people.
It's exposure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. A lot of exposure. So I know, Peter, we have another VIP guest on the phone, right?
We got Vic on the line.
We have Vic. He's back with us. Hi, Vic. Hi. Are you there? Vic? Did we lose him?
How about
Dean? We have a singer from Houston. Is he called in yet?
Go ahead. Hollywood Connections.
Hi, Peter. It's Judy Bashar.
Oh, hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, Judy. Well, Judy was on the first hour. Vic, I want you to meet Judy. Judy's an international singer. Is Vic still there? Hold on, Judy. Now Vic is there. Okay, Vic, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I want you to meet Judy. I sent you this show from last week. Judy's an international star. She speaks 5 languages. She was on the first hour. She's amazing. And I wanted to hook the two of you up live on the radio. So just introduce yourself.
Hi, Judy. I'm Vic McLean. It's a pleasure to meet you. You're very, very talented.
Thank you, sir. I'm very happy to hear that.
So, Judy, I just wanted you to sing something to him in French, just like live on the air like you did before, so he can just hear a little bit more.
Really?
Le yeux qui font baisser la mienne, un rire qui se perd sous sa bouche, voilà le peintre sans retouche. Dans l'homme auquel j'appartiens, quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose, il me dit des mots d'amour, les mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat. Et alors?
That is beautiful. Encore, encore.
That was awesome.
Encore.
Judy, we have one of our guests that has a question for you.
I'm at the beach right now, and I'm singing, and I haven't noticed that there are people around me, and they're clapping. Thank you.
I have a question for you.
The Hollywood Connection show.
Oh, I have a question for you. Now, what movie is that song from?
Amazing.
Hey, Judy, we have one of our new co-hosts here. She's filling in for Yvonne today. You have a question for Judy.
Yes, Judy. What movie is the song from that you just sang? Because when you sang that, I was thinking of Louise Jordan the whole time.
It's the song is from the movie they did about Edith Piaf. I know that in French it's called La Môme, or it's Life in Rouge or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, it was very nice of you. You belt out the song and you held those notes. It was very nice. You gave me goosebumps.
Wow, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Awesome. Well, I am super excited that you both called in. I'm going to hook the two of you up afterwards. That's what I do. I connect the dots, but I connect people. So I want to thank you, Judy,
beautiful,
for calling in. Vic, I need you to stay on the phone yet. So, Judy, have a great day at the beach. I'm glad. They're all clapping.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Bonsoir, toutou. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Okay, bye-bye, Judy. Bye-bye. She was on the first hour, and she had three songs, actually, she sang you can hear. Now, Peter, is our other guest on the phone?
No, he's not.
Not yet. So, Vic, hold on. We're going to play some of his music. I'm going to get his number. And let's go to one of his jazz songs. And we're going to call him up and find, I know he's performing on stage pretty soon. So hold on, Vic, I want you to hear this amazing artist. And I'll tell you who he is in just a second. I'll be right back. I have to go because I have to get his number. We'll be right back.
Am I on?
Yeah.
You're on.
That's that smooth jazz on the new Heat Power 106.1.
Wow. Impressive.
Sookie, sookie, milking and cooking. Anyway, I'm the most electrifying FM radio person, radio person of all time. You're treated Drady Shaw. Come on after her. And I don't know how I can follow her, but I'm going to try.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, you're burning it up right now.
He's on the phone. That's his music.
Oh. Well, who's the next guest? I don't know his name.
Dean James.
King James?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey. Welcome to the show.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you. It's
smooth jazz mixed with a little funk in it.
It's got a little bit of everything in it, man. You know, not like your typical or my typical writing style, but this is the most I've done in terms of an up-tempo arrangement.
Well, it sounds good, man. It sounds real good because I love smooth jazz. I wish I could incorporate it in my show. Hopefully, I get my 2 hours on. But I'm just coming back, and I got a lot of characters and ideas in my head. I even brought my two nieces with me. So,
Okay.
We'll get some things started. I got the brand. My co-host, she'll be coming in a couple of minutes. I'm excited. We're excited. I'm elated.
Yes.
Not constipated.
He has a show after me. And also, tell me, you're in Houston, Texas, correct?
Yes, I've been here, man. 14 years now.
Wow. Houston, Texas. Now, I think Vic is still on the phone. Vic, is he still there?
Yeah.
Vic, what do you think?
Oh, that was strong. I know KTSU's all over that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Donna Franklin, yeah. She before I moved out here to Houston, she used to spin a lot of my music before I came out to Houston, so...
Well, I'm gonna hook the two of you up because Vic is a music promoter and he's working with Steven Seagal and many others. You know, Steven is a artist as well. Okay. A singer, and then also
that is my thing, man. You know, and so you know what you're doing is absolutely right up the alley of what we're doing as a company. So, you know, I definitely want to talk with you. So, are you in
Texas now,
or are you in Florida? Where are you?
I'm in Houston, Texas, but I have some personal business going on in the Tampa area in October.
Okay. Well, there's a station over there, another station, TMP, that we'll get you involved with when you get over here in October. Okay. Well, Donna's going to get us in touch.
Yes,
cool.
For sure.
Sounds good.
For sure. And we're going to come back. Actually, we're going to play another song of his as well. Stay on the line with us. And remember, go to mypillow.com, put in promo code BEACH, and get yourself a nice, comfortable pillow and help support my show and the aquavault.com.
I certainly will.
Hold on. You're not going to.
I certainly will.
I'm giving a promo. Yes, you need a comfortable pillow. But we're coming back to more smooth jazz in a second. And the artist from Houston, Texas. And Peter, ready to play his next song? We'll be right back. Both of you stay on the line.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, Peter, and we're back. I have to give a plug out to Patty and Barb for the soap This. Can we run that commercial? And the soap This is coming. Go to Facebook and put in soap This. It's easier for you to do that. But I want you to hear this commercial because they're coming to Chicago coming up. And they've come into, it's called the Fall Getaway. And you don't want to miss this. It's actually Saturday and Sunday, September 30th and October 1st. And you've got two stars coming in from different soap operas as well. And then the Young and Restless, the Holiday Cheer here in December, December 9th and 10th here in the Tampa Clearwater area. And while Peter's looking, I just, you are an amazing man. You're telling me that you have voiceovers that you
back
do?
Back to me. Yes.
Yeah, back to you.
How you doing? And this is Bernie Mac here. Nasty. I can't say that word. His car, he's getting greedy. Baby daddies and baby mama, all of them going crazy. And just some of the characters I do. And I do old lady say, hello, baby. I'm just here making some greens and some coffee grams and some fat bags. Y'all come by. Or what? I used to have other characters, you know. I think in every hood you have a lady that sells everything. I think they call it the soda lady house or the something lady house. I forget what it is. But I used to have that back in the day and everything. But I make up characters. And I think it's life itself makes you go through characters.
Yeah.
And certain people you meet, and certain people you rub elbows with. Some people are sandpaper. Some people are soft. You know, different characters.
I agree. Well, we also have Vic on the line. Vic is a record promoter, and we have our superstar from Houston. Tell everybody your name again.
I'm sorry?
This is Dean James.
Oh. Dean James.
Yes.
Dean from Houston?
Yes.
Not originally, but yes, I am in Houston, Texas.
And okay, are you performing someplace tonight, you said?
Yeah, it's a private event, a foundation, and I'm sitting in the dressing room with the loudest transformer ever.
Oh, okay.
Well, oh my gosh! But Tom, yeah,
my email address.
Yes, I'll make sure you too.
With you, man.
Perfect.
Definitely, and Dawn, you have my email address, right? So you can send all that information to me.
Yes, I love to hook up people on the air, live connections. That's what Hollywood Connections is all about. And, cool. And I know we have 6 minutes left, and I just want to say to these beautiful ladies that are here, hold on, because they want to talk about your teeth. So tell them about your product that you have. Go ahead, introduce yourself again.
My name is Penelope Noling. I'm a mother of two, and I gave birth to this wonderful product. It's called the Plaque Buster. It takes care of your teeth, tightens up your gums. It slows down the progression of gingivitis and periodontal disease.
That's right.
It removes the plaque every night. You should use it every night because it minimizes that terrible morning breath.
Right.
And it works. It can also minimize your pockets when you get probed about once a year at the dentist. Your five pockets can go to four. Your four can go to three. I have my own. I can tell you it works.
Now, do you use that as like the regular picks that you buy in the store? You know, like how do you use this product?
Would you like me to demonstrate?
Well, no, I mean, we have like 5 minutes, but yeah, I mean, if you have an idea.
You just hold it and you put it in your between your molars and you just massage it in and out.
Right.
And you just kind of scale your gum. So when you put it in, you just scale your gums as you go along your teeth.
Okay.
And just pull it out and just rinse it.
Right.
You can rinse it with water or mouthwash when you're done, store it in your toothbrush holder.
Okay.
But you just continue to do it. And then when you're done, you take it in the front and just start here and just kind of whip it out all the time. And you'll see the plaque just come right out.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable. And then when you're done and you've rinsed your mouth, go back again and get it in there as far as you can because you can see the tip is long.
Right.
So when you put it in and you massage it and pull it out, you're pulling out even more plaque.
Wow. Amazing.
So less to floss.
I gotcha.
Flossing is good. I mean, I'm a real huge flosser, but now that I have this pick, I do both.
There you go. Got to have healthy gums and smiles, you know, for the camera, right?
Exactly. If you want your teeth in your old age,
there you go.
Here's the bottom line. If you want to have your teeth in your old age, you're going to use something like this. This is a soft pick. It's not abrasive to your gums. It's easy to store. You can travel with it. And it doesn't even set off the airport alarms. There's a big bonus right there.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah.
All right, guys. All right. So we want to thank you for calling in from Houston. Hold on the line because we have to play this commercial because we're going to be there. Hold on.
Hi, this is Patty Warinsky from Soap This. I've got exciting news to tell you. We have an awesome event coming up in Chicago with two great actors from Days of Our Lives, Eric Martsoff and Greg Vaughn. Again, the date is September 30th in Chicago. As heard on Hollywood Connections, Saturdays at 6 o'clock p.m. on Tan Talk Radio Network. The date again for this event is September 30th through October 1st. Go to soapthis.ticketleap.com for all details about the event and where to purchase tickets. Also, like us on our Facebook Soap This page. Any questions, give me a call at 727-210-5143. You don't want to miss this great event with, again, two actors from Days of Our Lives. Hi, this is Patty Warinsky from Soap This. I want to tell you about an amazing event coming up December 9th, our annual holiday event with two actors from Young and the Restless, Daniel Goddard and Joshua Morrow. Go to soapthis.ticketleap.com for details and where to buy your tickets. Like us on Facebook, Soap This. Questions, give us a call at 727-210-5143. Also, listen to Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back. And so anyways, Vic, thank you so much for listening. And Vic, tell everybody what we're going to be doing here with Singers pretty soon.
Well, what we're going to do is offer the music performers and folks that are presenting their music on your show an opportunity to further their career by exposing their music to our worldwide network of what's called DSPs, or digital service providers. We're going to make the music available for everyone to hear. And again, that's how you start developing your career. And we'll go through a process of your listeners determining who's going to get that opportunity. Ultimately, you're going to determine how that process is going to be finalized. But that's the plan. I'm excited about it. A lot of folks are going to get a lot of opportunities to be heard.
Super cool. Well, we're excited to have you, Vic. Again, this Hollywood Connections goes so fast, and we want to thank everyone for tuning in. And Mr. Houston, you are amazing.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me, Dawn.
Oh, thank you, and we love your music. And I think there's one more we can end the show with. But ladies, I want to thank you for joining Hollywood Connections tonight.
Thank you.
Very thank much. You. And if you want to get connected, do you need an agent? We're going to start having auditions to be on the show. You are a singer. We've got Vic. We've got the music promoter of the world and so much more. I'm Dawn Reese, and we're going to end with this amazing jazz song. And we're ready. And this is the superstar out of Houston. All right, everybody, remember, give it to God. Watch things happen. And I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz.